Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston in studio. What's up, buddy?
Good day, my friend.
We have a brand new blackout curtain on this, guys. Congratulations. You don't get to see that light beaming in on our face for watching us on YouTube. By the way, YouTube, go subscribe.
Yeah, see our faces. Join us.
Give us a little review, a little love on this. If you're on Apple or Spotify, we would love a review. It really helps get us seen a little bit more. We're trying to give you guys the best content, the best in real time gym owner specific business advice.
Yeah.
And I say gym owner specific, but honestly, there's a lot of people out there that listen. They're not even in the industry. Hey man, I took the thing that you said about that and I, you know, went off and did it, which I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hearing that too.
That's the cool thing about what we talk about. It's small business stuff, you know?
Yep.
Marketing, sales, automations, all of it.
Well, this is global. This topic right here is a global effect. This is called this. We're calling this one the Trump effect. So if you guys haven't noticed, there was an election not that long ago. Yeah. By the time you're listening, it's probably 2 months since the election, whatever. It's
3 weeks now. Month or so.
But the long and short of it is, you know, there's been a shift. There's been a lot of people are saying that they, you know, the uncertainty's gone and their business is starting to do better and people are willing to spend more money. And, you know, the Trump effect, I mean, call it the Trump effect or the election effect.
Yeah, either way.
Is real. I've talked to realtors. They're busier than ever. Other gym owners. I'll give you our own experience here. So a couple episodes back, we talked about your Facebook ads and we're talking about, you know, one of our gym owners in New York and our ads here and a lot of the ads that we, with gyms that we know, it's just astronomical. The last 4 months here at my gym, the ROAS is dramatically less than it's ever been before. And, you know, we're in Arizona. This was a swing state. There was a lot of weirdness going on, you know, during that build up to the election for the couple months. And you know, and honestly, our marketing effect, like no matter what channel where we were on, was just dramatically less as a return than it's been. And the election was on a Tuesday, right? And on Wednesday, we had people booking appointments again.
Yeah.
It was literally one day later, they people knew the outcome, and all of a sudden, the consultation has been booking, and we've been nothing but straight up since there, and we haven't changed anything. You know, it's not like we relaunched new ads, or we tried a new hook, or we let it ride. And I was watching our CPM dramatically drop week after week after week, or day after day, I should say, after that election.
Election, sure.
You know, we constantly, in our circle of gyms where we constantly, this gym's always constantly at the highest CPM.
Sure. Ultra competitive, you know, area.
Yeah. Big competitive area. A lot of people, even other industries would market to the same audience.
I'm glad you said that, followed up with that. Cause that's what I wanted to touch on too. It's not just ultra competitive in a gym space. It's everybody in Scottsdale looking to market to the same clientele that we would be. And even the election, right? I mean, being a swing state, all the political ads, those are deep pockets, millions of dollars in ad spend that they're pushing into Arizona to, you know, get their ads in front of people. Mm-hmm. We got to remember, you know, Facebook is much like an old newspaper. There's only so much real estate to display ads in. And when it comes to caught, you know, we're paying for impressions. So you're paying to put that in front of somebody. And when political ads, the plumber, the attorney in the area, all the local service business, everybody's competing for that same space, not just, you know, fitness clients. And that's what really affects, you know, in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was dramatic. It was like, wow, we are, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we've been around this game for 15 years. I know what works, doesn't work, at least for our area, because it's funny because something might not work here. It might work everywhere else. So for our area, I kind of understand, you know, like, hey, when we run these styles of campaigns, these work. It, you know, when I say work, I'm saying we're getting the great clients, we're getting a return on an ad spend, long-term people coming in, lifestyle clients. These are the styles of hooks that seem to attract those people. And, nothing changed except for the election. And all of a sudden, everything's better. Better booking appointments, more sales this month than the last 3 months combined.
Isn't that nuts?
It is very interesting.
But
gas prices are coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Stock markets continuing to rally. Crypto, if you're into that, skyrocketing. It's the highest it's ever been. Real estate is starting to move, even though the interest rates haven't dropped yet. There's, wars are ending, except for the one that just might have started again. there's just this effect, this hope, hey, we're back. Things are going to be better again. Because let's be honest, the last 4 years, if you're a business owner and you're listening to this podcast, you're a business owner, this wasn't the best 4 years of your business career.
Yeah.
It was hard from the inflationary standpoint, losing clients due to uncertainty, and they've been priced out. We've had more, even in this area, guys, like we're in a very affluent area. It's just a lot of money around here. Even us, this clientele, they're squeezed. Like, hey, yeah. Everything's, we got to cut back. And, they're typically the gym memberships, like it's a nice to have. People don't look at it as like a necessity like they should. But they also realize fitness is free if they really want to go do it. And they convince themselves, oh, I can just do this on my own. Let me just save the money here and go, to the local gym down the street, the big box, or go to a park or go run or hike or whatever. Half of them have home gyms anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just a weird last 4 years. And it feels like this veil. And everybody I talk to, I don't care if you're the left or the right or blue or red, it doesn't matter. Everybody feels better. You may not be happy about the outcome.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if you just look around, is your life going to get better or is it already getting better? I mean, the gas price is coming down. Even the grocery store is a little bit kind of pumping down. Gold values drop because the power of the dollar is going up. It's very interesting to see. It hasn't even done anything yet.
Yeah. Nothing's changed other than, the guy who's predetermined. It's hope. And I think going into the election, we talked about it a lot in that podcast, it was like a standstill. Like nobody was willing to just make any moves because of just uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And I think that now that there's at least a plan, like people know what the future looks like, they're more comfortable making those decisions and getting back in the game. And we're feeling it. We're seeing it massively.
Yep. Yep. So this is, November? Just start looking at your numbers. We'll do another show coming up. Maybe we'll share our tracking sheets and stuff, but like we track numbers. Everything yep. from, the top of the funnel, the clicks and the click through rates and the CPMs. We're looking at that all the time. Then we obviously, ad spend to leads generated, the cost per leads, how many of those total leads booked. So consultations booked from leads. So that we look at that percentage, show rate percentage between the people that book and the ones that show, the close percentage, the cost per acquisition, the average order value, the return on ad spend, percentages across the board. And we look, so I can go back for the last 2 years of data and I can see 4 months ago to just this month, we're the worst of all time.
Isn't that crazy?
But now we're better than we were all year as far as a return on ad spend. 1 month, 1 day after the election was at the beginning of the month. So November, our return on ad spend of all 11 months of the year so far is number one. The last 4 months were the worst.
Yeah, what was today? 2 weeks from then?
Yeah.
2 weeks, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to look at those numbers myself because the one thing that I know I'm hoping everybody starts to feel is the increase in the show because that was the hard one for a lot of people. Like some people were still getting the ads or the leads generated, but nobody was walking through the doors. You know what I mean? It was really strange. And so I don't know if it was people just, again, toe in the water, seeing what was out there, but not ready to commit or waiting to commit until they knew more. But obviously, if you guys are selling more, that means more people are coming through the door. I'm wondering if that's the greatest percentage of gain is the show rate.
I think so. Yeah. We're seeing people's show. We just had 3 walk-ins yesterday. We haven't had a walk-in in 3 months. Like, it's just a weird And I'm calling it the Trump effect because it's truly what it is. That's the only thing that's changed.
And we said that going into the, in that last podcast is like there's something, right? Because we track all the data. We know our hooks. We know we've done this marketing for, I mean, years and years and years. It was nothing that we could do that changed the result at that point. And to this, to your point about the Trump effect, we didn't change anything. And all of a sudden the results are entirely different, right? Like 180, like somebody flipped a switch overnight, literally.
It was exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. It's the craziest thing in the thing that sucks about it the most is we have no barely nothing we could do either way. Yeah. It's out of our control.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, you want to have control and have projections and you don't want to leave anything up to chance. I don't want to put all my eggs in a basket of referrals, hoping that, you know, some of our clients are going to give us referrals. I don't play the game that, like, hey, you know, yes, a referral is great. And, you know, usually they're pre-sold when they come in and they end up being great clients. But some gyms only do that.
They rely on it. Yeah.
That is not settling because you can't control the outcome. But we can also not control the outcome of the ad spend that we would spend more, we would spend less, we would change our hooks, marketing, I mean, targeting, everything would change. Nothing would make the difference. So we made a conscious effort to not touch anything for the last week before the election into now, just to see. And it was just like you said, it was a switch. So I'm hoping that you guys listening are also feeling that.
In a positive light.
Right? In a positive, yeah. Like people are starting to come in and, you know, and I just don't know if other states being red or blue would have the same effect. I would assume, I don't know. I mean, sure. I would love to hear from you guys. Well, are you seeing a better, you know, more shows?
Even the curiosity books? Out of the fact that, like, you know, Arizona being such a, I mean, we were one of the seven major swing states, right? Mm-hmm. So a state that was predetermined in an election where you know which way it was going to go, were they pumping as much money into ad spend to sway voters in those states that affected the local businesses? Like, that's a curiosity of ours, sure.
Yeah. I mean, we can ask some of the folks.
We'll definitely poll the Iron Circle.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know,
I'm
looking around. I'm looking at, you know, the gas. I'm looking at housing. I'm seeing something different going on because I'm really in tune with the real estate right now. I'm seeing, I mean, if you're watching the athletes on TV doing the Trump dance, like there's just a joy, you know, it's just a joy.
You know, and not to get into the political realm, but like it's really interesting how we go up to that point. Everything's so decisive and everyone's talking about like the division and especially him being such a character and like, you know, he gets a lot of blame for creating some of the decisiveness in the nation. But then here we are 2 weeks later and it's like, I can't remember the last time I've literally felt going outside, everybody just feels better. I mean, everybody. Like, nobody's battling on Facebook anymore. Nobody's, you know, hates each other on the roads. And it's just a different, you know what I mean? It's as if like, okay, cool. Now it's decided. Let's just move forward. And it's.
Or maybe that was the outcome they wanted. Everybody's feeling better. I don't know. I mean, it's just strange.
Yeah.
And you have to be in tune with what's going on to even see it. Like if you're completely blind, your head, like an ostrich head in the sand, and I'll be honest, like before 2016, I could care less about politics. Yeah. I didn't even register to vote until 2016. You know what I mean? And so like, I didn't really care. Like it didn't affect me. I didn't think it affected me. It was just is what it was. I didn't have any choice. This is the way the world is. And then I started really getting in tune right around 16 on. And I'm like, oh man, this is, everything's related to what's going on in politics. Everything is.
Well, I mean, even this year, right? If you didn't have an understanding of this is, you know, societal's opinions around the election and how it was affecting people's buying choices and things like that. I mean, that there is a direct line. We see it, right? The data is telling us that. And that goes back to like one big takeaway for all of this is the marketplace is the ultimate decider. Mm-hmm. right? We couldn't do anything to convince them to walk through the door. We did it. We tried, we tested, we even threw a word we hate back into marketing free, and it didn't move the needle.
Nope.
And so, you know, for you guys listening, when it does come to making decisions in your marketing, you have to remember that the marketplace as a whole, you know, is the ultimate decider. And it's, you can't just convince people just to go run through your doors just because you have a hook. That's
sounds awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people have to be comfortable making the decisions to buy.
There was just too much uncertainty for people to even, they just froze. Which is funny because I'm the opposite, right? I closed a house the day of the election without knowing who was going to win.
Yeah.
Because I'm making a choice. Like, I'm just going on with my life. But, like, not the rest of everybody. They obviously were not, you know? So just want to throw that out there, guys. It seems different. I know you guys feel it. There's a veil lifted, a little weight lifted. You can breathe a little bit. You feel like we're heading into a really good economic time for small business. That's what I'm sensing. I'm sensing it from all the business owners that I'm friends with. I talk to realtors. They're getting busier. They're getting showings. They're getting listings. All the stuff that
builders.
They need. Builders are going through the, going nuts.
This week, they just put up a sign, you know, down the street from my house. One of the builders on a part, there was 10 years that they've been talking about doing this build, and they just threw up the sign for the hearing this week. 56 homes.
They're moving.
Yeah.
They're moving on it.
Yeah, and you know, think how long a lot of that stuff sat. I mean, Arizona with its massive expansions forever, right? Like, even at that, those companies were just unwilling to gamble on an unsure.
Well, I live down this area, and I know you guys probably don't like, this isn't interesting to you, but I'll make it relevant. I lived in the same house since 07. Okay. So just think about the area you live in most, it's a nice area, but like there's these empty parcels everywhere. Like it felt good. That's kind of why I lived there. Exactly. It's like everything was open. Not anymore.
No,
there's fencing up everywhere. You know, there's cranes moving in, there's big, you know, excavators and scrapers flying around. It's just what's going on. So there's just this aura of, hey, it's time to build and grow. Let's get back the last 4 years of losses. Guys, with COVID was in that last 4 year period, right? Like
it was the beginning of
2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about from 2020 to 2024 right now, probably some of the worst years for us, the first half was worse, and then now we're kind of actually at record highs now. But there's reasons for that.
Sure.
Price changes and rebrand and stuff like that. But like we're at all time highs right now. But like this was a difficult stretch, very difficult. And some of it was out of the political control, just what it was with the virus. Like everything was there. I just feel like we've turned the page, and everything looks optimistic. I was just talking to Zach in the other room. We were looking at our numbers. He goes, dude, with this and this, I buy January, maybe February mid, we'll be at capacity again. We'll have our stretch on full blast. We'll have fully staffed and we'll be back to where we were. But just 6 months ago, we were like, man, what is going on?
Isn't that crazy?
4 or 5 months ago, right? Dude, what is going on? Didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't feel good. And I will tell you, looking at our numbers, maybe we'll post them. Maybe we'll put in the YouTube video or something, or we'll do another lesson on it. The last 4 months before the election would have crushed a lot of gyms.
Yeah.
We had big staff turnover. We had cancellations. None of our ads were producing. Our ROAS was as low as 8.18. Ooh. Okay. If you know what ROAS is, you'd shut that shit off real quick. Going in the hole every single month to for those ads, it would have crushed a lot of gyms.
Yep.
I just knew something was, we were kind of like, okay, let's see what happens in November, and then we'll make the decision. And it's already decided. We're freaking, it's just better. So I know you guys are feeling it too.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I've talked to, and to your point, I mean, there's small business owners in every arena. And I think a lot of it is this election was very much, you know, there was social aspects, but then there was also the economic component. And I think that the confidence small business owners have with Trump winning, because his conversation is around the economy so much, I think that's where they're finding comfort. And now they feel like things can just move forward again, right? It's an environment that's conducive for small business. And that's his conversation.
It feels good, right? Yeah. I mean, let's just leave it there. And that is what it is, guys. So hopefully that helps, guys. Let's the Trump effect. Let's hope this veil's lifted and people can start getting that commerce back, coming back home, bring that money back to you and your businesses and your families, and giving your teams raises, and everybody can kind of just ride this wave. I'm hoping whatever side of the fence you're on, you feel it. Maybe, you know, maybe you can lean into that a little bit as well. Because I know the market is responding very favorably right now to us, what we've been doing. And so hopefully it continues. Mm-hmm. It's not just a blip in the, you know, radar. Yeah. Let's just hope this continues on at least for the next several years. If you guys need help with anything, or if you guys are struggling, because we have a business accelerator program, we've revamped it. It's going to be, it is amazing already. We've got brand new videos, brand new content for what's relevant today. You guys can book a call with Randy. Yep. In the show notes. Just grab a time. We'll see if it's a good fit for you. If it's not, great. You're going to learn, maybe be more clear by the end of that call, what is affecting you and how to go attack some of those things if you don't need the help. But let us know if we can do that. Hopefully that helped you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.